The increasingly volatile situation in Iraq is causing some U.S. allies to reconsider their involvement in the country and support for the U.S. war effort there. Though Japan and South Korea this week reaffirmed their commitment, several other Asian nations are wavering, among them New Zealand, Thailand, and the Philippines. Today, officials in Manila launched contingency plans to withdraw several thousand civilians from Iraq, most of them Filipino contract workers. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The Philippines has been one of the U.S. government's staunchest Asian allies in the war in Iraq, now that support appears to be wavering. President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo said in a statement Wednesday that while the government is determined to help the Iraqi people, the safety of our peacekeeping forces in Iraq is still our utmost concern. There are fewer than 50 Filipino soldiers and policemen serving in southern Iraq, but their symbolic value far outweighs the practical value of their boots on the ground. Opposition leaders say President Arroyo's statement is timed to curry favor among voters in next month's presidential election. Others say her concern for the safety of the soldiers and thousands of civilian contractors is real. Joel Rocamora is executive director of the Institute for Popular Democracy in Manila.
Well, it's a little bit of posturing and a little bit, I think, an expression of concern with the situation, especially after a Filipino truck driver was among those who was hostage. So it's a bit of both.
Rocamora says the level of public opposition to the war is not what it is in Western Europe, but he says that could change.
If some of the Filipino troops get killed or the civilian workers get killed, and it's already after the election for sure, left groups will go out into the streets and pressure on the Arroyo administration will intensify. Whether or not enough pressure can be mobilized to actually force her to change her policy, it's difficult to say.
Thailand is another longtime U.S. friend and ally in Asia, and another which has sent a small number of troops to Iraq, roughly 450 soldiers doing mainly humanitarian work near Karbala. But Thailand's Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra has hinted that he, too, is thinking about pulling his troops out. Two Thai soldiers died in a truck bombing in December. Opinion polls show that the Thai people are overwhelmingly opposed to the presence of Thai troops in Iraq, and the violence of the past week has only increased opposition demands the soldiers come home. But Thaksin, like the Philippines' President Arroyo, wants to honor his commitment to aid the U.S., both for political reasons and, analysts say, for the economic rewards coalition supporters enjoy, rewards such as rebuilding contracts and increased economic and military assistance. Political analyst Panitan Watanayagorn of Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University.
Well, it's going to be a very tough decision for Thailand to stay or to pull out. On one hand, the situation is becoming more and more dangerous. But then again, we believe that a lot of countries, including Thailand, are under intense pressure from the United States not to withdraw the troops. So I think for the time being, most governments, Thailand included, will remain there until perhaps some turning points are taking place.
Some critics say that turning point may have arrived. President Arroyo of the Philippines says the decision on whether to withdraw Filipino forces will depend on the security situation in the days to come. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.